Champagne, as always, thanks so much for the time. First, let's dive into the significance of this weekend, the final leg of the Triple Crown being held up at Saratoga Racecourse. And for someone like yourself, with such a passion for the sport, a love for that track, that area, you're from that area, what does it mean to you and those in the sport that the Belmont Stakes will be taking place up there for these next 2 years?
It's the best plan B imaginable. So summing this up as quickly as I can, there are extensive renovations going on at Belmont Park on Long Island, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of renovations. They can't run the Belmont at Belmont Park. They also could not run the Belmont at Aqueduct because Aqueduct's infrastructure is such that it could not hold the 50 or 60,000 people that would show up for that race. The only other option was to bring it up north to Saratoga for the next 2 years, and there are some changes that have taken place as a result of that. For instance, the Belmont this year and next year will be run at a mile and a quarter because Saratoga's main track can't accommodate a mile and a half distance. That's a significant change. I'm not crazy about that part of it, but I understand why it happened. There are hardcore traditionalists that say the race should have been lengthened to a mile and five-eighths. Those people are absolutely start-raving crazy. That was never going to happen. But as a short-term, two-year thing, I think it's outstanding. Saratoga accommodates horse racing in a way that not a lot of communities do anymore. Yeah. It's a case where when horse racing is on at Saratoga, it's an event. The entire area gravitates to it, and the entire town comes alive. It's a really cool thing to see. And again, as a plan B, it is fantastic. The one thing that concerns me just a little bit is the possibility that this winds up working too well and someone gets the idea to lengthen Saratoga's meet. If you do that, I think you kill the goose that lays the golden egg. But for now, with what we have, this 4 days of racing, the Belmont Stakes Racing Festival, it's really cool to see.
Well, let's chat a little bit about what's coming up, because there's just three more races this evening up at Saratoga. The Grade 1, Just a Game, Race 10, that's just over 10 minutes from now. Then Race 11, the Grade 1 New York at 6:05, that's a $750,000 purse. And then Race 12, the Grade 1 Acorn. Anything you like for any of these races over the next hour and a half or so that people should make a quick wager on?
Sure. You're not going to get any sort of a price on this horse, but trainer Ken McPeak has said that if Mystic Dan, the Kentucky Derby winner, was not running in the Belmont Stakes on Saturday, horse number 9 in the Acorn, race 12, Torpedo Anna, would be. She is a fantastic 3-year-old filly that romped in the Kentucky Oaks. That day's second place finisher, Just FYI, also shows up in this race. And Just FYI is a very nice horse that won an Eclipse Award last year. She threw everything but the kitchen sink at Torpedo Anna turning for home in that race. And Torpedo Anna shrugged her off like it was nothing. If Torpedo Anna is the same horse she was 5 weeks ago, I think we could see something special in race number 12, the Acorn. She's the 8-5 morning line favorite. You're not going to get a bonkers price on that horse. But if you want to see a really nice horse developing, that's the one you want to take a look at.
Horse racing handicapper Andrew Champagne's our guest here on BTL. You can find his picks in the Saratogian's pink sheet this summer, and also at andrewchampagne.com. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Andrew Champagne. You mentioned Mystic Dan, and we've got the Derby winner on Saturday. You got the Preakness winner in Seize the Gray, also in the Belmont Stakes, but it's the Derby runner-up, Sierra Leone, that has the top spot in the odds. And since Sierra Leone didn't run in the Preakness, does he have the edge heading into tomorrow, you think?
Some people do believe that, and there's logic behind it. The logic is that a fresh horse will be more ready than a horse that's run, say, 3 times in 5 weeks. Sierra Leone, though, has his own things that he needs to overcome. For lack of a better term, Nick, this horse is a head case. This horse's antics in the Kentucky Derby may very well have cost him the race. He lugged in repeatedly during the stretch, bumped with a horse named Forever Young, who wound up third in that race, and the contact may very well have cost both horses their best chances to win that particular race. This is not a new thing for Sierra Leone. He ducks in the stretch. Trainer Chad Brown is a native of upstate New York. He's going to take a lot of sentimental money based on that. He is doing a lot of different things with Sierra Leone to try to get this horse's mind right. Flavian Pratt is taking over in the saddle from Tyler Gaffleone, and they've been experimenting with different bits, the things that go into a horse's mouth when they run, just to see if that'll settle the horse down at all. Sierra Leone is your 9-5 morning line favorite, and I am not here to tell you that he cannot win the Belmont Stakes, because he absolutely can, but I'm looking at the odds board, and I don't want to take too short of a price on a horse that may well wind up beating himself.
You know me. I'm not necessarily a novice when it comes to horse racing. I watch every Triple Crown race. I do wager, but I'm not as smart as you, and I can't believe I'm admitting that on the air. I didn't realize...
Is this recorded? Can I play that back at some point in the near future? Can I save that as my ringtone?
The Pod Center at ESPNIthaca.com. That's the place to go at 6 o'clock, Champagne, to where you can find that. I didn't realize, though, that Seize the Gray's ownership is a group of more than, 2,500 people who bought up shares of this horse. It's a business called My Racehorse, and I'm genuinely curious, is this good for the sport? Bad? Will things like this continue? Like, this is kind of redefined ownership, I feel like, in the sport.
My Racehorse is an initiative that came about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and this is not the first high-profile horse that has worn the My Racehorse colors. Several years ago, there was a horse named Authentic that won the Kentucky Derby, won the Breeders' Cup Classic, was Horse of the Year. And what My Racehorse does is they sell very, very small fractions of ownership in these horses that people can buy and have fun with and experience the benefits of horse ownership that way. Is it a lucrative practice if you buy it? Not really. It's basically like residents of the city of Green Bay, Wisconsin, that own the Green Bay Packers. You're not taking part in a lot of the profits that wind up coming from those horses, whether they're racing or in the breeding shed. But if you're looking for that kind of experience, it's fantastic. And there are a lot of people that are looking for that sort of experience where they can dress up, go into the paddock, be an owner, meet a lot of high-profile trainers and jockeys, and be involved in the game that way. Not everybody is looking for the same thing at a racetrack. Personally, this stuff isn't for me. If I ever somehow come into enough money to own a horse, I want to be able to call some of the shots, right? But for the people that are looking for this sort of experience, it's incredible. Now, what you might see and what we are seeing in very early betting for the Belmont is those 2,500 owners, they bet. And that could very well influence the odds on the horse they have in this race, Seize the Gray, who is 8-1 on the morning line and in early betting dropped as low as 3-1. Wow. Now, there's going to be a lot more money putting in the pools. I think Seize the Gray is going to come up a little bit from that. But that just goes to show the impact of groups like My Racehorse and a couple others like that that are out there.
What races outside of the Belmont Stakes tomorrow are you looking forward to most? Give us some go-to picks in prices for the program leading up to race number 12.
There are a lot of high-profile races on Saturday at Saratoga. There's the Met Mile, which is one of the biggest races of the year for older horses. Last year's Breeders' Cup Classic winner, White Abario, is in that race. The Preakness and Pegasus World Cup winner, National Treasure, is in that race. There are a couple of other very fun races as well. The Grade 1 Ogden Phipps goes as race number 7. A horse by the name of Idiomatic, who won the Breeders' Cup Distaff for fillies and mares last year, is going for her 7th win in a row and her 11th win in 14 lifetime starts. This card was designed several years ago down at Belmont to be sort of a Breeders' Cup preview day of sorts for the big day that's coming up in about 4.5 months. It rotates all around the country. This year, it's going to be at Del Mar in Southern California. In some years, it hasn't delivered. There have been years where some of these big races have drawn 5 or 6 horse fields all day long. This is not that year, Nick. There are some very, very good horses and very competitive betting races coming up on Saturday at Saratoga. Race number 5, for instance, is the Grade 3 Poker. And when you think of a Grade 3 stakes race, you don't necessarily think you're going to see some of the top horses in training. But the favorite for this race is a horse by the name of Casa Creed, who for 2 years in a row has won Saratoga's summer meets biggest races for turf milers, the 4-Star Dave. That's a Grade 1 stakes race. This is a horse that last time out ran in Dubai against some of the best horses in Europe and Asia in the Alquaz Sprint, a Group 1 race. There are some very nice horses that we'll see running Saturday at Saratoga, and you can hear the enthusiasm in my voice. It's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then obviously the Belmont Stakes is what takes center stage at 6:41, race 12. Who you got? How do we get this done to try and win some money tomorrow?
I am a fan of Mystic Dan. I think he can make his own trip. If the pace is a little bit slow, he can be on the pace and dictate terms. If the pace is fast, he can sit back and pounce going around the far turn. I think he's run pretty much the same race every time out this year, which is not something we can say for a lot of horses in this race. Remember, they're young horses. These are 3-year-olds. Some of them are still maturing. We talked about Sierra Leone, for instance. I'll be using him defensively. Again, he could win, but at his likely price, I find others much more appealing. If you're looking for a bigger price, the one I would suggest is number 8, Honor Marie, who was a buzz horse going into the Kentucky Derby off of some very strong workouts at Churchill Downs. His race was over at the starting gate. He got absolutely crushed multiple times coming out of the gate in that 20-horse scrum going past the Twin Spires for the very first time. I think that race is a complete throwout. And if you liked him at 14-1 5 weeks ago, you're going to get a very similar price here against a much smaller field in a race that will likely be far more formful. I don't know if he's good enough to win, but I think he could absolutely run second or third at a big price and juice up those exacta and trifecta payouts.
He is horse racing handicapper Andrew Champagne. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Andrew Champagne. Make sure you visit his website, andrewchampagne.com. When you head to Saratoga this summer, you'll find his picks inside the Saratogians pink sheet as well. Champagne, you're the best as always. Thanks so much for dropping by. And remember, 6 p.m., ESPNIthaca.com/podcenter. You can find the 4 seconds of me saying I'm not as smart as you, and you can share that with all of your followers.
And I'm going to share that with all of our mutual friends, too. You will never, ever, ever live this one down. Quick plug, by the way, the day job is senior editor of winnersandwiners.com. If you're looking for sports betting promos, industry news, that's a really good place to start.
Get on it. Champagne, talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nick.